On this day in 2014, two gunmen stormed a church near the Kenyan coast city of Mombasa, opening fire on worshippers and killing four people while wounding others. Places of worship should be off limits to violent attacks. Tell that to the terrorists. For many in society, faith is both a crucial and a personal part of their lives. Believers establish a relationship with what they see as their creator and seek him or her in times both good and bad. Many are comforted by their creed, especially in a crisis. And where do some seek that comfort? In religious places, of course. Churches, mosques, synagogues, gurdwaras, temples. Places of worship. In addition, in most civilized societies, these venues become sanctuaries. What this in effect means is that they are off limits to intrusion, violence, or military action. In times of war, those fleeing often go to these buildings, and there's an unwritten rule not to target or attack them. Sure, there are quote-unquote mistakes, sincere or planned, and people are shelled in offensive action, but it is still true that for most of us, these are truly safe zones. You might want to tell that to the terrorists. There have been far too many instances in which these violent extremists, on all sides of the political and ideological spectra, deliberately seek out and kill those in these arenas. Last year's attack on mosques in Christchurch, as well as the attack later on churches in Sri Lanka, fit this bill, as does today's featured incident. On this day in 2014, two gunmen stormed a church near the Kenyan coast city of Mombasa, opening fire on worshippers and killing four people while wounding others in what police called a terrorist attack. One witness said the gunmen shouted out in a quote-unquote foreign language before shooting indiscriminately at the congregation. Blood-spattered Bibles and overturned plastic chairs lay strewn across the church's floor after the attack. While there is no immediate claim of responsibility, it is almost certain that the attackers were from Al-Shabaab, the Somalia-based Islamist terrorist group. Al-Shabaab has been active in eastern and northern Kenya for years and has been behind some mass-scale attacks. I cannot think of who else would be behind this heinous act. Jihadis are notorious for killing anyone whose faith differs one iota from their prehistoric norms. Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, and other Muslims. Their hatred knows no bounds. Terrorism is never a good thing, but it has to be particularly condemned when it takes place in a space where the innocent faithful are taking some time to commune with their God. As the Bible's New Testament said it best, and Jesus wept. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking this subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.